For those who don't know my story, when I was 12 years old, I was diagnosed with Tourette's and I was on medication for almost 10 years. When I was 21, I learned something called The Secret and I came off the medication overnight against everyone telling me to stay on it, and I had a spiritual awakening. I meditated for 3 weeks straight and my Tourette's disappeared, and I created the podcast to simply preach about everything that most people have in their head but no one ever speaks about, which is what the twitching was. It was too many thoughts inside my head, and now I have a platform where I can speak to people and they can get out what's in their head. I have just launched my first course and it's called Take Control, and it's basically the system that I went through when I was 21 and I had my awakening. It's the same system that I've done for my parents and close friends and family members, and it's changed their life. Individual steps that we don't see as much, but when you put it together as part of a life that you have to maintain and manage, it's life-changing. So check out the course. And if you feel inclined to buy it, buy it. I reckon that it will really change your life if you're going for a spiritual awakening, because I once was, and these steps changed my life. So if you go to talkwitholiver.com and you'll see that my course is there, it's called Take Control. If you buy it and go through it, reach out to me on Instagram and socials and let me know how you get on and what you thought of the course.
Like that, but that would be interesting to do. So we're not sure how many people, aka, are placebo or not. We just know it's helping people. So that's the thing that we're most interested in, is just making sure it is helping people and trying to bless people with this technology.
Yeah, that's the master thing. It's how do you get somebody to make that change? So, for example, if somebody know they should quit smoking, they could have tried every possible way to quit smoking. And then it could be this small thing, such as somebody recognizes a tone change in your voice. All of a sudden it sounds more manly as opposed to more womanly. And that could be the trigger point to suddenly change everything. And it's like, how can that specific statement that you sound like a man change everything? Like that, how could that be the one thing out of many, many years stop you from smoking? And it just shows you that some people need a different way to get them to do the same thing. So this sticker is a trigger, and it resonated with them to make that change. So that woman lifted up her arm based on the sticker. She could have had injections, she could have physiotherapy, she could have had, you know, somebody say use the gym, and that might not have worked. But for whatever reason, this sticker resonated with her and the change happened. And now hopefully she can move her arm forever, with or without the sticker, because that's all it comes down to. It's how are you that person to trigger that change? And it takes a specific person to speak that specific language in the way that it makes sense to them to take that leap.
Yeah, I that's exactly right. And it's just, it's really exciting when you see, you know, people like I literally did, you know, have received a couple just in the last few days, where it's just like I send them to my brother and just say, this is so fulfilling, because, you know, we're transforming people's lives, right? Which is super, super exciting when you're able to help people in a big way. My brother, unfortunately, had a number of two of his best friends commit suicide from opioid addiction. You know, so the opioid problem in the world is a big one, and people just get addicted to these medications, and then they can't get off of them, and it becomes a really big, really big problem. So that's why, you know, we're just so excited about what we are doing, because we're really helping people.
Yeah, what I've realized is somebody myself who's got big goals or had big goals to change the world is that changing five people feels exactly the same as changing a million. So if you see five people change versus a million who you can't see, that feeling is exactly the same. So it's not all about trying to change the world and help as many as possible, because the reality is that there's millions and billions of human beings, and there's going to be more to come and more that go, and more problems here, more problems there. And in our lifetime, we can't change the world. And ideally, you want to just click your fingers and all the problems are sorted and what you want is there. But it's about the small communities and helping what you can see around you. And sometimes, apart from money-wise and profit-wise, to make more money with more people, that can be enough. And people forget that it's not always about just trying to do everything on a massive, larger scale. Because when you do that, you've got more pressure, more commitment, more responsibility, more reliability, and it actually sometimes ends up taking away the enjoyment and the fun, or the initial purpose of why somebody was doing that, which is, say, for example, just helping a friend, family
Yeah.
member, and then you sort of lose your the purpose of what it was all about, and it was just helping people, and then it goes into money and expansion, and then it just all goes to shit. So just helping people, and necessarily helping as many as possible, but helping as many as you can whilst sustaining your own sanity.
Yeah, no, I really like that conversation because you're right. It's like we're trying to grow this because we want to bless more people, right? So we're trying to just do things, and that's why we went the e-commerce route instead of physical stores, is just so we could try to get it out to more people, because of the ease of shipping and e-commerce that we can, help people that aren't physically next to us, right? So that's why when we were able to package this up onto a sticker or a skin patch that we can put in the mail and ship to someone and it still works, then that's when we're like, okay, now we have something that we really can scale a little bit, faster than we can just by handing it to people that are next to us, right? So that's the one thing I am excited about is we can, just by getting the word out more about the products, is that we can convince people and show people that they do work. And some of the studies I have people look at are like, I don't know if you've ever seen Dr. Emoto's like rice experiment or his water experiments. Yeah,
Absolutely.
so those things are just super, they're really well known, but there's millions of people have never heard of that. So, right, so you start showcasing those and showing them how real frequencies are, and then, like you said, with the water and the vibration, that's real. And you can go look up and look at the difference between 4:30 and 4:32 music, or 4:40 and 4:32 music, and how beautiful 4:32 is, and how disruptive, the 4:40 is. And it's just like so amazing to see the difference in how our bodies interact with those. So that's been a really exciting for me, as one as I didn't know all any of this stuff. So I'm like a new, one of those new children who just got a new toy, and I'm just so excited because I'm really passionate about it. I want to help people. So I'm just like, hey, you got to go watch this video. You got to go look at this. This stuff is real, and guess what? We can help you with your issues. You can start getting off of those medications. One of them is an allergy relief product we have, and my brother was a Claritin D user for probably 10 plus years, where every day he'd use Claritin D because he just had horrible allergies, and he couldn't operate very well without taking that. And so we introduced him to our products, and he's just so excited because it's like that I've been able to get off of that medication. I don't have the drowsiness of that medication, all the side effects of that drug, and I still now can function without the allergic reactions that I used to get. So it's just really cool.
So the EEG scanner, right? So when the sticker goes into the body, you're saying that the brain waves change in real time from putting
Yeah,
that sticker on the body.
that's right. Yeah, so it's fun to see because you within 5 seconds you'll see it start working, and you can see when you're in pain, for example, your brain waves are pretty disrupted. So you'll see the wavelengths of those EEG outputs are really sporadic. They go up and down really quick. If you remember just looking at a someone's the one when someone flatlines, right, when they're dead, it's a straight line. But when it's good, when it, the frequencies are being recorded, they go up and down, up and down. And when you're in pain, those up and downs are really dramatic. It's like really high and then really low, really high, really low. And then what happens when you apply our patch is you can tell it starts connecting to your body, and then it starts smoothing those out. And you'll just see as time goes by, those wavelengths smooth out because your body's not recognizing that pain and is not disrupting your body. So it's really, really exciting to see.
What you should do is you should actually do a little experiment. So you should put, You should do a batch of stickers where you encode money in abundance will come, and then you could do like a poll of in the 30 days after that sticker, did their financial situation increase in any way? And then compare that to normal stickers and if they had any financial situations that changed. And then you can compare the groups of people with the money sticker, abundance sticker, versus normal sticker. That if that significant had an effect, you would be onto something huge.
You're right. You're really right. That's actually a great idea, because I really do believe that you can speak things into existence, right? You can train your body, and like what you had mentioned early on with the intentions, it's just you can speak those things, and your mind and body will follow. And so I think that that's a actually really interesting idea. So that, and I want to make sure we do use things, for good, right? For health and for abundance and for other things. I think I'll work with the team, see if we can figure that out. It's a great idea.
Yeah, because obviously, like the monks and the cancer patient, they all chant a certain sound or frequency, and in real time, they're watching the tumor shrink. Obviously, sounds are vibrating. So if you're meditating and saying it in your head over and over again, money's coming my way, I'm going to find love or whatever, it's the same vibration as in the sticker. So people could choose the love sticker or the money sticker or the health sticker or whatever the sticker is, a job sticker. And imagine when you meditate over the same thought, I need love, I want love, whatever. Imagine that sticker has that same frequencies that you think of, but you don't realize that frequency is going through your body because it's on a sticker. So you don't have to meditate. It's on the sticker, but your body's reacting to the same frequency in the same way, almost like a C at the bottom of the piano and then a C at the top of the piano. It's like they don't realize it's just the same thing. And then you could see the difference between how many people got a job within 30 days, how many people found love within 30 days and had money within 30 days. And then you could compare it. It's a great idea, I must say.
No, it is. The one thing that is cool is we are doing that with health stuff. So we do have an immune boost product. We have a health product. So we do have a general health product, right? And that's what it is. It's like you are healthy, you will be healthy, and the intentions and the frequencies are on that patch. And so, we do that today to, we just haven't taken it outside of the health arena, but I don't see any reason why we couldn't do something like the love or abundance or job, thing that would be, or smoking, like you mentioned, that may be another amazing one for people who just have had a problem trying to stop, doing whatever that is that's destructive to their bodies, whether it's smoking or taking drugs or whatever, and see if we can't create some solutions that would help those people. So I like it. You're just giving me ideas for our versions 2 and 3 of our product line. I love
Yeah, I'll be buying shares soon.
it. There you go. That's right. That's right.
So as a Christian, right? Obviously, you believe the power of the prayer. And to a non-Christian, you could say that's just speaking to the universe. So do you do meditations as well as prayers, or do you see it as the same thing? You don't bother doing two.
We call it intentions for people who don't like to call it a prayer, just because a lot of people, in the alternative health space will understand what an intention is, right? And they may prefer that terminology over a prayer. And so really, in my mind, it's the same thing. It's like you're speaking positive conversation to your body, just like a Christian's going to pray to their God. You're the positive intention is praying to the universe, right? Or just saying a positive message to your body, and you can use that same exact conversation, whether it's praying to the Lord or praying a positive intention. So it can be used the same.
So if you break down the word Lord, right? So in terms of frequencies, back in the day, someone who would have been speaking to God, Jesus, whatever, eventually it would have changed to Lord. In terms of vibrations, right? Where do you think Lord, the sounds Lord came from? From simply just somebody speaking to the voice in their head, which some would say was God, some would say was their conscious mind, whatever. Where do you think Lord came from?
Yeah,
In
that's a
terms
great,
of.
the awesome question. I've never even thought of that. To be honest, so I'm actually going to go research that and see if I can come up with an actually intelligent answer to that question. Because I right now I would just say I'm not sure. That's a really good question. How would
I
you
think
answer that? How would you answer it?
that, well, it will probably somehow go into Latin, like most stuff does. It will be like Latin was the original word, and it went to Lord. So it's probably not actually really relevant to the sound Lord. A lot of these Latin terms, they're literally completely different sounding.
Yeah,
But
that's
either
true.
way, it's interesting how either way, it's interesting how one sound goes to another, and it all started from just like a feeling. But it's interesting when you research and go back to all Latin terms and language, how it just all literally comes from just sounds, familiar sounds like sound, I'm hungry, sound, I need to go to the toilet, sound, do you want to have sex, sound, it's going to get dark, we need to, get in the cave or whatever, or we need to light the fire. And then it just evolves from all these different sound frequencies to now. And then it like goes into another language like Chinese, India, and African. And it's like those sounds are completely different sounding, but they mean the same thing. So it's like, how can those two sounds be the same but not the same? And then you take the actual syllable of these words and then like work out, is it a high frequency or low frequency? The sound of, say, love in, say, Indian language could not actually be a high vibration at all. I don't know what the word love is in Indian language, but let's just say it was like kulu. Now, if you get the word kulu, break it down into vibrations versus love, it might be a very different frequency. So when you say, I love you to somebody or I kulu, you're actually charging them negatively as opposed to positively, like the words love does.
Interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah, so like if you think of Dr. Emoto's experiments, right? His were he was speaking positive intentions and positive words to the rice, and so it would have to be, I guess words that didn't have negative connotations in some fashion or another. I don't that's an interesting, dichotomy, or I guess an interesting, part of the equation that I hadn't entertained. I'll have to go.
So, if I could ask a massive favour from all my listeners, upon looking at my stats recently, it has occurred that out of a very humbling 730,000 downloads since I created the podcast back in 2019, that only 10% of you that listen have actually followed and subscribed to the podcast. If I could ask a massive favour from you all that listen, if you wouldn't mind just hitting that follow and subscribe button. It would mean more than you can imagine, and it really does help the show grow and help reach more people in more ways than you and I can even imagine. The bigger the podcast gets, the bigger the guests get. And my aim is to grow the show big enough that I can reach out to amazing people like Russell Brand, Joe Dispenza, Lewis Howes, Grant Cardone, Joe Rogan, and have deep, intimate, and vulnerable one-to-one conversations with them. I want to speak to the human side of people to show we're all the same when you get to the core, regardless of how much money or fame you have.